analyst Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday where Ainge and I take time and answer questions you emailed in, mailed in, or just topped in or sent in. And we got a ton of them, so we're going to jump on it today.
I'm just wondering where all that light just came from. Okay. Every day, I feel like I'm in the same routine and that life is slipping away.
Oh.
How do I break out of that rut?
Oh.
Okay. You know what? I used to tell my staff years ago, I said, for 2 weeks, I want you to do something. I want you to do something small. I want you to drive to work a different way every day. Because most people are buried at 80, but they die at 20.
Yeah, I know.
And so I said, break up that routine. I want you to make sure you fight getting stuck in a rut. You have to fight against it because it's easy to just become a zombie that's just going through life. Do little things like that. Park as far away as you can in the parking lot and walk.
Whoa.
Say, I'm going to meet someone new today.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll invite someone to lunch that I've never been to lunch with.
Whoa.
Break the pattern in your life. Small little things will begin to help you break it for bigger things.
Yes, it will.
You got anything to say about that?
No, that's a fact, and I agree with you.
Okay. Hi, I am so thankful for these episodes. I don't like to be vulnerable, but I need to be. I go to a big church and finding pastoral care is difficult. How do you find a good mentor when the senior pastor is not an option? That's a good question.
It is.
I think if you go into a big church, there's probably a lot of men leaders in the church.
And women.
Yes. Well, it depends on if you're a man or a woman.
Yes.
Because you want to get,
yes.
If you're a man, get a man. If
yes.
you're a woman, you get a woman.
Yes.
But
yeah, that's very important. Don't mix those two up.
I would say, you know what I would do? I would look for an older, seasoned person that seems to know the word.
Yep.
And get to know them. Maybe invite them to coffee or lunch or something. And say, I'm just looking for someone, some iron sharpening iron.
Yep.
A relationship that I can glean from.
Yep.
And learn from. And if you don't get it, the first person isn't willing to do it. Just keep going.
Keep.
When I was 20... I started golfing with a group of four little grandmas.
I know.
I loved it. They taught me so much. And they had so much. I loved it. They would tickle me and their conversations would tickle me. And so I just loved it. So I would reach out, you know. Then we had a church secretary, Margie. She was older. And I love Margie. And so one time I said, hey, Margie, you want to go to the movies this weekend? And she said, yeah. As a matter of fact, I would. And so we just became movie buddies. So reach out. You may not get it the first time, but you will.
Look, I use this illustration all the time. If you're a professional baseball player and you bat 333, they're going to put you in the Hall of Fame. And somebody asks you, how did you make the Hall of Fame? I struck out 2/3 of the time. That's how I made the Hall of Fame. I struck out 2/3 of the time. You don't hit a home run every time, but you got to at least swing the bat. You got to swing the bat. Can't just stand there and stare at that ball coming by.
Yeah, get involved in small groups. Because if you're in a big church, they probably have a big small group thing to get involved with. Do that, you know?
I like it.
I like it, too. Matter of fact, there's a small group at our church where they're teaching cooking, and I think I'm going to go get on
that.
We
just mentioned that Wednesday night. Yes, we did.
Okay.
We're going to learn to cook and eat more.
That part we got down pretty good. We don't need that. Okay. My daughter is engaged, and we don't know how to talk about her fiance's family about the wedding budget. That is a hard conversation. Are there delicate ways to approach it?
No.
Well, I think there are delicate ways to approach it.
Well, I had five daughters. I went to this wedding thing. No.
I went through it, too, as a single mother. So.
No. Somebody has to take the lead and just take the lead.
Well, you know what I would say first?
You want to add something to it? God bless you, but I'm going to take the lead. Because you'll be frustrated Well, we'll share. No, that because that word means two different things, two different people. Share. Well, we kick in $100.
Well, I would ask my daughter to talk to her fiance and say, should we come together as families and see who's responsible for what and what kind of budget we have available?
You know, they've written a book on that that'll tell you who's responsible.
No, I know, but today those kind of rules they're changed. Okay, here's the best thing. Tell them to just elope.
Smartest thing you'll ever do. Ains I've done it. We did it on a first date. It's like, you know, it works out really, really good. Because, and let me share. And I'm embarrassed to say this. I spent $12,000 on my first daughter's wedding.
I spent $2,000 on my daughter's.
And I spent $12,000. And then we had a 5-piece orchestra. We had catered serving. We had a sit-down dinner for 150 people.
Well, not 150, but it was a lot.
And then the second wedding, I spent $20,000. We had 250 people come, fed all of them, had another 5-piece orchestra at a resort way out in the middle with a bunch of llamas running around the bar.
That is a waste of money.
Well, I'm just telling you, because I realize what we're going to do, these are my daughters. They were my daughters. Okay, so the guy, he's not going to do squat. He's not going to pay squat. They're responsible for the men's who thing that they do, you know, whatever they call
it. They're supposed to be for the honeymoon, I think, and for
the dinner. The dinner thing. Rehearsal dinner. And so we've been disappointed with that. And the men do the rehearsal dinner. It's like, there was some fried chicken, some dumpy place. It's like, I'm like, oh, Dad, well, honey, you're married into the family. So you're welcome to what you're going to see on the other side. And it's just what it is. It's
well,
not a bad
okay,
thing. It's
but
just
recently
what it is.
I was in, I knew of a wedding where the groom's family was very wealthy.
Yes.
And you know what? They were very gracious.
Yes.
They stepped in and just said, this is what we will pay for.
We're going to pay for it and take care of it. And you don't have to think about nothing.
Yeah.
So everyone's different. The reason there are no rules to this. That's why I say take the lead because there's no rules and they're all nervous. And I'll wait. Well, how much is it going to cost us?
Well, and then I would say to my daughter, honey, this is what we've got. This is our budget, and we can't go over that.
And man, they had the greatest $2,000 wedding I've ever seen in my life.
You know what? My whole family came together. I worked a whole summer at a bakery.
Woo.
And I got, so she would have a free wedding cake.
Magnificent
and some
cake.
Pastries. And then
fancy little pastry things.
Yes. And then my aunts came and they did a lot of the catering.
Yeah.
My family decorated.
Yep.
We also cleaned up.
Yeah.
My son did the music.
Yeah.
And so
it was phenomenal.
It was. The pictures are great. And so it's just, this is what I got to work with, sweetie. That's it. And $2,000 was all I had. And her dad didn't help. So
no. And that every wedding's different. They're just going to be different. So the reason I said somebody take the lead, because if you're waiting for everybody to join in, they're probably not. So take the lead, get what you think you want, what you can do, and smile to everybody.
I think that I think it'd be good to have your daughter talk to her fiance.
Yes. Yeah.
And let her start to open
and
that
get detail when you talk to your fiance. Now, son, let me explain what we're talking about here. You know, whatever it is, doesn't matter, small or big, just get the truth out. Put it on a piece of paper. You know, we did 8.5 let me
explain. Because if you don't talk about it, the opportunity to become offended could be very high.
My one daughter's wedding, they all wanted a lot of photographs. We want to take pictures of the practice that day, of everybody getting dressed, of people showing up, the wedding itself, and the catering after the end, during the meal, and then to go away and throw in the stuff at the car, you know. And so I spent $5,000 for one professional photo guy to come picture all that. I spent $5,000.
That was crazy.
$5,000. It is a magnificent book. Oh, it is a incredible $5,000 book and all leather bound and beautiful. I said, and the reason I like this because I make jokes about it. I said, listen, it's going downhill after the wedding. Take a lot of pictures on your wedding day because it's going downhill from there because you're going to put on weight and you're going to sag and drag and droop and droop. And it's like your flesh is going back to dust eventually. So it's going downhill. So take a lot of pictures, look at it every now and then. Well, wasn't that something? Yes, it was.
By the way, and I had a friend whose mother had a condo and she gave that to my daughter for a week on the beach for a honeymoon.
I mean, it was premier wedding Angel did.
It's like, so God can help you through
yes,
that
he
and
can.
Open doors.
So don't get mad and get mad when I don't have enough money. Don't rock.
Well, and my daughter did something very creative. She did a brunch wedding. Now my son,
he did the ultimate.
He did. He is very. Both my children are the creative.
Yeah,
type.
Buddy. I mean,
and
good.
So my son never asked for a dime, and his fiance, they paid for it themselves. So they did, which I'd never heard of. I think they made it up. But they did a picnic wedding.
Picnic wedding, buddy. Come on, hit that thing out of the park.
And I have to tell you, it was so cool because everybody had a blanket.
Yep.
And on the blanket was a frame of who was supposed to sit on that blanket.
Yep.
And on each blanket was a basket.
Yes.
And in the basket was some goodies to munch on
yep.
and to drink.
Yes.
And then she did have a table with some treats and everything. Then there was this big tree. She had pictures strung up all around the tree. And
it was phenomenal.
It was great. It was a great, great wedding and didn't cost anything. And it was thankfully not too hot because in Florida, that's always an issue. And but it was great. So first of all, determine what you can do.
Yes.
And then build it from there.
Yes. And smile the whole time because you're going to make a memory either way.
And don't spend that much.
Yeah. Time. No, don't spend that. I wouldn't do that again in a million years, but smile a lot because you're going to take a lot of pictures that day. And you don't remember, oh, who's the grumpy face? Well, that was the guy writing all the checks or the guy that got mad because he didn't get what he wanted. It's not your wedding anyhow. It's their wedding. So it belongs to the couple.
Personally, I'd say here, if I said to my daughter, we got $2,000. You can take the $2,000 and go on a honeymoon.
Yeah.
Or you can do it to the wedding, whatever you want to do. And so she did. And she built it from there. So.
Well, my first marriage, I was offered $2,000 by my father-in-law, either for the wedding or as a gift. I said, write me a check. I'll see you on Sunday. I'm going to pay $10 this got to hit this real estate business to marry us. And so, but I wish I hadn't, but we all live with the decisions we make. So just live with it. It's not that big a deal. It's not a heaven or hell issue. It is not a heaven or hell issue.
But sometimes when you're in the middle of that, it feels like it is. So just pray for peace
I hope we
and
answer
wisdom.
That, yes.
All right. All right. Is that the last one? Yep. That's it. We got a little chatty on that last one. So sorry about that. Anyway, we love you guys. Hope you have a great week and be blessed in everything you put your hand to.
Thank you so much for your support, guys. We could not do this without you. The equipment we use is all because of our partners. We're going around the world. We reach millions and millions of people every week with our podcast, and that's because of our partners. So thank you, partners, for helping us reach the world. God bless. Yes.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.